Hey guys, this is Evie and you're listening to Empath Evolved. Today, we're going to be talking about boundaries. If that sounds interesting to you, please remember to follow so we can keep this conversation going. Hey, how are you? It's been a while. In the last couple of weeks, I've been really busy, but there have been a lot of really good things that are happening behind the scenes, which have influenced what I'm about to talk about now. All to the good, though. I was trying to get some clarity on the topic of boundaries to figure out how I would go about describing them in the simplest possible way, because boundaries really are a simple concept, but sometimes trying to take something from the thought and articulate it, it becomes more and more complicated. And I really wanted to figure out the most simple and elegant way to talk about this particular topic so that I could get my perspectives out so that you could reflect on what I'm saying and find out what's true for you specifically. Because for each of us, we have our own different needs and feelings regarding approaching the world around us. And as empaths, considering we're not exactly the dominant force in the general population, by which what I'm trying to say is we might be small in numbers here. And so we need some tools and we need platforms to talk to each other and communicate about topics of interest that we might specifically be struggling with given our orientation to the world and our specific aptitudes and abilities and how we get the best, I would say, results in our lives so that we're leveraging our strengths in the best possible ways and we're satisfied and we're happy. And that's always what I'm trying to share here, is like the unfoldment of my own story, my understanding of my own things, create a conversation with others that might be of service to them. But, you know, ultimately, it's not me telling you the truth. It's us discovering some truths together and working a certain set of processes and like getting closer to our own personal empowerment. Because I personally believe that now more than ever, we need empaths in leaderships. We need empaths who are empowered and feeling good about their particular gifts and strengths in this world, because I would say the world needs us now more than ever. And I think it's an awesome time to be empathic. I think that we can make some really good use of our talents and skills for the benefit of ourselves and others. That being said, boundaries are very important for everyone. But they're especially important when you're empathic, because you're so used to trying on the perspective of other people, putting yourself in their shoes, trying to understand them, and not simply just reacting to them and projecting your stuff on them and like getting and distorting reality and, you know, doing just reacting to life rather than responding to it. Like empathic traits of, you know, caring about other people, feeling with other people, trying on their perspectives, not making other people wrong for where they're at or how they are feeling. Those are beautiful qualities to have, and being deeply sensitive to the world around us. But if we don't have the appropriate boundaries around ourselves and our lives, we can easily become kind of overwhelmed. And that kind of overwhelm can lead to fatigue and maybe even just decline. And that's the one thing that I really would like to discuss, because we don't need burnt out empaths in this world. It's like stars. We need the stars to keep sparkling and keep sharing their light. And that's how I see empaths. The simplest way to describe what boundaries are, it's the limit between you and the world around you. So boundaries can be your physical actual limits, like your physical boundary of your body, right? That separates you as a distinct entity unto yourself compared to others. So where your skin ends and where the world around you begins is your boundary between you and the world. And there are also emotional, physical, and mental boundaries. There are perspectives that you have that make you a distinct entity. They are the components of your identity, right? And they are the things that make you different from others. These are, they can also be, your boundaries can be non-negotiable things that you're not going to do. And so it's, your boundaries are the thing that make you an independent object in the world around you. They form up the distinct qualities that are you. They hold all of that vital information in place. And when you have breaks in your boundaries, when you're giving, when you are letting people tell you what to think, what to feel, if they're breaking into your boundaries and forcing you to talk about things you don't want to talk about, they're forcing you to try to change your spiritual beliefs, things like that, those are breaks in your boundary. And then your identity and your own sense of self starts to leak out. So the boundaries around you are what keeps you safe. And one of the things that I thought recently is like, if you have an object of value, something that you really treasure, you don't just put it out somewhere where everyone can grab it, touch it, take it, run off with it, and do whatever they want to it. And boundaries around that specific object are what keep it safe. So your boundaries are what will keep you safe in this world. And some of what build up your boundaries are like your habits, your schedule, and the things that you say yes or no to. So for example, I have a really scheduled, structured life. I have specific things that I do in my daily routine that make up my own personal identity. So for example, I really like to pray every single day. I really like to meditate every single day. I like to visualize and intentionally direct my future course. So I like to tap into what I'm intending for my future, visualize, get clear. I also like to write at least 3 pages in a journal every single day. I like to read a self-development book. If I can finish an entire book every single day, I will definitely try to do that. If I can't, I try to at least finish one self-development book every single week. I also like to, at least once a week, take specific baths because that like really relaxes my body and it helps me to take kind of like energy off of me. So spiritually, physically, actually cleansing as well. And I like to keep certain aspects of my schedule really sacred because these things keep me mentally and emotionally healthy. And when I'm mentally and emotionally healthy, I'm continually going forward, assimilating my experiences and processing them and dumping out what doesn't work for me anymore. Or as other people would say, what's no longer serving me. And so far, this has really helped me a lot. Like I had a lot of trauma, a lot of pain and just kind of like disappointment. And like, I felt like I was constantly getting invalidated by people who profited off of breaking my boundaries. And so creating my own schedule, my own habits, and knowing where I'm coming and going and what I'm doing was so freaking awesome for me. Also, like I like to work out twice a day, which might sound excessive, but like to me, I like to wake up and work out. I like before the end of the evening, I like to go work out again. This is what I like. This is what makes me happy. It makes me feel good. And my specific schedule, my specific habits are set in alignment with who I want to be in the next 5 years. And these are non-negotiable things. And I have every right to live my life on purpose and intentionally. My boundaries do not exist to punish other people. My boundaries do not exist to keep other people out. What they do is they allow me to form healthy, meaningful relationships with people who respect them, people who respect my identity, people who respect that I live my life on purpose. And they naturally repel people who are more controlling and who don't have boundaries themselves. So that's the thing. Your boundaries, a lot of the time, are going to keep the integrity of your spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical beliefs, your limits, your needs, and your desires. They're going to keep those things intact and in integrity. And a lot of people have a mistaken belief that if they have boundaries, nobody will want to be around them, no one will respect them, that they should put themselves as available to the lowest bidder. That they should just be available to people at all times, that they should constantly compromise on what they believe to preserve relationships. And here is my perspective. The people who are actually good for you will never try to make you compromise on your boundaries in the first place. And the people who are actually worth it will respect your boundaries. Compromising on my boundaries has never done me any good. So I have specific way that I like to live. And because I'm so structured, I don't like when anyone spontaneously calls me on the phone, because those unplanned and unstructured interruptions, even when I like the person and I enjoy talking to them, it makes it really hard for me to get back on track with what I am doing. The person who does this repeatedly is bulldozing my boundaries and making it hard for me to achieve what I want to achieve. I don't have my boundaries to keep other people out or to punish them. Like, if I have somebody in my life who, say, they want to talk to me every day. So like I am in a relationship with someone and he wants to talk to me every day. He's part of my routine and part of my schedule. I factor that in. So like I schedule these calls. I always know what is happening with my time and with my day, because it's important to me to do that. That is how I stay in touch with who I am and what I need and what I feel. And I'm willing like to structure people into my schedule. And to me, that's like, I'm saying you're important to me if I'm willing to make an appointment to talk to you. And for some people, they're like, no, just call me whenever. And those are their boundaries. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if someone's like, just call me whenever, most likely they're not going to hear from me anytime soon. I don't do spontaneity. To me, people show me that they care about me by respecting my schedule, and they show me that they care about me by honoring my boundaries, and they show me that they care about me by scheduling. Because when I have a plan, I'm committed to it, and I know that you care about me because you're honoring the plan. I have been treated carelessly by people my entire life, and I don't enjoy it. And now at this second half of my life, I'm living in alignment with what I want and what I enjoy, because nobody else is paying my bills. I have paid the cost, and I know that this is what I prefer, and I have every right to live in alignment with my actual preferences. So do you. Therefore, your boundaries might be different than mine, and there's nothing wrong with that. I am not here to make you wrong for how you want to live. If you're spontaneous, you want to do what you want to do, or you want to say yes to new surprises in your day, that is freaking awesome. You should do that. What I'm suggesting here is that you know who you are, you know what you want, you know what you desire, and you have a general idea, and you don't compromise on the things that are good for you and that make you feel empowered for people who refuse to respect your boundaries. Because what's going to end up happening is it will start with identity loss, but in the worst timeline moving forward, when you're dealing with boundary breakers, people who can't hear the word no, people who tell you that you're overreacting when you state a specific preference of how you want to be treated by them, they are never satisfied. They always ask for more or try to find a way to make you wrong. So if you compromise on your boundaries, and let's just say in my case, I let someone not schedule a phone call with me, and I take their calls all the time, even though they're not respecting what I have said. I prefer to schedule phone calls. They're not respecting me, and I cave on my boundary and I take the phone call anyway. Pretty much what ends up happening is that person ends up feeling like she just has this boundary because she's trying to shut me out. She just has this boundary and it's really inconvenient. Like, and they start looking into my boundaries for something negative, and then I end up getting punished for having those boundaries in the first place. And this has happened to me with multiple friends. It's not necessarily about the phone, but whenever I've had interactions with people who are controlling bulldozers and they can't hear the word no, and they can't see me as a separate being outside of themselves. They see me merely as an extension of themselves, or as a concept, or as someone to be controlled. Because there are a lot of people who do that, and empaths actually attract those kind of people. Well, those people are attracted to everyone. Actually, people with really, really bad boundaries are not picky. They will just go anywhere, so anyone can meet them. But I've been punished multiple times. Like, there was a friend of mine that was like, kept inviting themselves to my house, and I was becoming very uncomfortable. And then they were talking about coming to visit me, and then made a joke about holding my hand and touching my ass. And I was like, I should not have to negotiate my physical boundaries with someone who has presented themselves as a friend, but now is talking to me as if we might be a couple. Like, I should not have to negotiate my physical limits with you and have you presume that, of course, I'm going to want to be physically touched by you, because I don't actually. Like, I've told you multiple times that I'm demi, and that I'm on the asexual spectrum. I've mentioned multiple times I hate being sexualized by people, and then lo and behold, what do? You do the very thing that you know I think is disgusting and makes me uncomfortable. Well, not disgusting, but it makes me uncomfortable. Cause I don't like judging people. Like, if it's not someone else's fault that they find me attractive, and I'm not trying to make them wrong for that, but I have stated like multiple times, I'm not comfortable with this kind of thing. I don't like that. I don't want that. And now I'm being put on the spot. You're making jokes, you're doing and saying things that I don't like. And then of course I'm like, I came out and I said, you're making me uncomfortable. Like, I am uncomfortable with this. And what did they do? They unfriended me and blocked me. Like, and they said they were doing it for me. I'm just doing this for you. So I stated a boundary. It was ignored. I stated it again. And then I made it an issue, and then I was abandoned for it. But this is wonderful, because when you have boundaries, the people who respect and love you will consider them to be a user manual, and they will honor your boundaries as a way of honoring the relationship. You will get closer to each other. The relationship will be super validating and warm and loving. And even when you have conflict, there will be this trust that's woven into the fabric of the relationship, where you can even disagree and fight and say the wrong thing and just make mistakes that might be challenging in other relationships. But in this relationship, there's a level of trust that's based on mutual respect. And you can make mistakes and fumble and heal together based on love. That's what honoring people's boundaries does. A lack of honoring boundaries creates unsafety. Like, when people are not honoring boundaries and they're not putting structures and walls around how they throw their energy at you. I mean, this guy, he would literally text me at 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12, 4, 6, and 8. He would throw his energy at me all day, every day. I could never miss him and reciprocate, because I felt like I was constantly being chased by somebody. I was like, I'm not running, so why are you chasing me? Like, I want to be your friend. I actually like you. You're a little overwhelming, but it was just so, it was so much. And I would try to put limits on that, because this person would actually contact me on Facebook Messenger, Marco Polo, text, and Facebook. And everywhere I would look, all day, everywhere, I was being pinged by this person everywhere across multiple platforms, and I was getting really overwhelmed. This didn't feel like love. It felt like control and neediness and smothering, and it was too much for me. And I would be like, please stop contacting me on Marco Polo. This is too much. Please don't just text me. You have my phone number, directly. Just text me. You do not need to be across multiple apps getting in my face. It's distracting and it's overwhelming, and nobody should need that much attention. Seriously. I guess some people do. I am trying to do other things with my life. I don't have time to be someone's personal Jesus or their airbag or something. Please don't be frantic towards me. I am not going anywhere. Once I'm your friend, we can talk every single day. Let me know when. Let's put some boundaries around it, and I will show up for that, and you will have my undivided attention. When someone just barrels into my day, you're not going to get my undivided attention. It wasn't structured. You're not respecting me. It's not hard. I'm telling you exactly what I want and need, and you're trying to act like you're confused. And I just won't deal with people like this anymore. Because it's one thing to state your boundaries. If they don't respond to your stated preferences with curiosity and asking more questions and learning what the limits are, they don't ask that. They just avoid it or do whatever they want anyway. Then you actually have to start giving them consequences. Like, if you keep calling me when we did not schedule a phone call, I am not going to answer. Period. Like, I will answer a scheduled phone call. Like, if you contact me on Facebook Messenger and Marco Polo, I am not responding. I'm not even looking. But if you text me, I will. And it's not punishment. It's not making that person wrong. It's letting them know what you prefer and then giving them the understanding of what actions you're going to take. And if they want to deal with you, they will. But if they are offended and they take your boundaries as a personal insult, or they feel like that you are controlling them by having your own identity and being your own person, they will self-destruct. They will rage quit the relationship. They will try to push back, but they will end up also leaving, because unfortunately, those kind of people, they don't want a relationship. They want a hostage situation. So your boundaries actually protect you from low-hanging fruit, people with bad boundaries, and people who intend to use you. Even if they're coming towards you pretending that they're your friend, but they're using you as a free therapist, the second you give them pushback or show that you're not at their beck and call, suddenly they don't want anything to do with you. That's a user. And luckily, your boundaries protected you from that user. And it works out great. So my intention is that some of this made sense to someone other than just me, because it was really meaningful for me to have these insights and figure out how to articulate them to myself. And my intention is that you'll have your own response to this that is based in your own empowerment, and you can take this and make something for yourself to bring into the lab of your life and test and feel empowered and feel like you have a strategy to approach life, because it can be very overwhelming to approach life without any sort of rules for yourself to test out and to tweak and to get you really kind of having an authentic relationship, a relating experience with your own experience. You want to connect to your own experience, your own lived truth, and build a beautiful, meaningful, and rewarding relationship with yourself first. And I feel that honoring and knowing and getting close to refining and understanding your own boundaries and creating a schedule, a structure, habits, and goals that seriously honor those boundaries day in, day out, it's extremely rewarding. And I love it. I feel completely empowered. It's changed my life. And my hope is that anything I share is of service to all of you. I care about all of you empaths. I want you to be empowered. I want you to feel happy. I want you to feel like you can take your unique gifts and share them to benefit your life and the lives of those around you, to make a big impact, at least on yourself. So if you enjoyed this, please remember to follow. Let's keep this momentum going. I love being on this journey with you, and I can't wait to talk to you again soon. Bye, empaths.